Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Castology. This is Castology, the podcast where we recommend you podcasts and then review the podcasts that we recommended, just so you know what podcasts you should be listening to. I'm one of your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with the inimitable
Liz Bess
and the ineffable
Nick Bleeker.
How are we, everyone?
Ineffable.
That's so funny.
Well, ineffable is better than uneffable.
Yeah, I know, but I was making it. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
No, I was making a you're not effable joke.
Oh, okay. I have recommended so many vocab and etymology podcasts.
Well, I didn't learn anything from them.
I'm well, going back to your earlier question.
Thank you.
My allergies are acting up and I think that my asthma's been pretty bad because we've got a few storms around and I think that I'm getting that storm asthma. Like,
is that actually a thing? Is it just because like all the dust in the air and all
that
sort
of stuff? I don't know. I've read up on this before, but then I forget it because my brain doesn't work.
Lower air pressure, I guess. Like that's what plays up with like joints and arthritis and things.
Because people died in Melbourne from storm asthma.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about like the whole pollen
thing. So it's not great when it's been really dry and then storms happen and then it's
gross. But we are not here to talk about the weather, unless we are, but we're not. We're here to talk about podcasts.
Weather podcasts, guys. No. No weather podcasts. No.
Write that one down, actually.
No.
It's a really good idea.
So if you're joining us for the first time, each week, each of the hosts will bring a podcast that we think that both you and our co-host should listen to. And then at the end of the episode, we will go back and review the podcast we recommended last week. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a theme this week. Mm-mm. We're just winging it. We're all just got some fun podcasts to recommend. So I would like to hear what Liz has to recommend this week.
If you guys could call a number and say that you're sorry and nobody would know, what would you apologize for? I'm actually asking. You're like, I don't wanna.
What's the point of apologizing to no one?
Yeah.
Well, getting it off your chest. And that's exactly what this podcast is about. So it's called The Apology Line.
I guess no. And this is a very tragic answer, but I would apologize to a few people who were dead, maybe.
Oh, that's actually kind of poetic and nice.
Because I can't apologize to them now.
Yeah. Well, so this is basically like for 15 years, you could call a number in New York and apologize. And this guy who was known as Mr. Apology had set up this line and thousands of callers called in confessing everything from like, you know, infidelity or affairs to minor shoplifting to actually major fucking like murder, crimey, terrible things. And so it got to a point where he's like, okay, this is a little bit beyond the art that I thought it was going to be. And maybe I need to do something about that.
Like call the police?
Yeah, get some people involved in this shit. But also he didn't want to make people stop calling. So he gave them enough information that they could chase it, but he never like broke.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I've broken the Wondery ban.
Oh.
This is a Wondery podcast, but it doesn't feel like a Wondery podcast to my ears. It feels more like it's done by a news organization, to be honest. And it's a story about the line and Mr. Apology and the host Marissa Bridge, who actually was in a relationship with the guy who started the line. And so she knows him quite well and knows the issues quite well. And it's a 6-part series and it's just a really interesting look at empathy and human nature and a little bit true crime. And yeah, The Apology Line.
It sounds very similar. I mean, the concept sounds similar, not the actual series on it, to The Secret Room, or the podcast that I recommend where
people call in
and talk about their secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a listener submission though?
No, that was one that I brought.
Secrets is very different in terms of like it's just, I have a secret versus apologizing. Like the apologizing for something is super loaded, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, admitting that you've done something something wrong. I think there is an overlap there because, like,
yeah.
you say that these apologies sometimes kind of came into confessions.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that sort of thing.
But, yeah, no, that's very interesting.
Cool.
I would listen to that podcast, and so I Good. Guess I will have to.
I've already said you have to.
I would like to tell you about my podcast next. My podcast, now, this isn't an angry-making podcast, Liz. So
better not be.
It's not.
Better not be.
It's not. It is, but it is a science podcast.
But I mean, it is. No, that's, look, I enjoy, my dad is a science teacher. Like, I enjoy a lot about science in context and delivered well.
The podcast I'm recommending is called The Joy of X. Now, this is a mathematician.
I was going to say, is this maths or science?
Well, it's hosted by mathematician and author Stephen Strogatz, basically interviewing the leading scientists about their lives and the work and what they're doing and why they do it. And the way what I love about this is it really personalizes the journey into science and the method of science rather than focusing on the outcomes and, like, why vaccines are good.
It's not data.
This is really this is really a personal approach to science. Now, I love this podcast. It reminds me a lot of one of my favorite books growing up, and this will tell you exactly how much of a nerd I was. There was a book written, and I cannot remember the name of the author, but it's called The End of Science, where he basically went through speaking to a leading scientist in every field of science and goes, what will be the end of your particular field of science, like in biology, when you know everything there is to know about engineering a human or engineering an organism, will that be the end of biology or where will it go after that? Physics, once you know every single particle and how they interact, will that be the end of physics and what will happen after that? This is very much similar because every scientist has, like, this that they interview has this passion for what they're researching and why they got into it. And I think this is a really great way of personalizing the scientific process in a way that I think is counter to a lot of the, here's the science on why the world's gonna die. Listen to the science. This is like, why are you interested in this and how did you get into it and what's your day-to-day life like?
All right. Yeah. All right.
It's called The Joy of X.
All right.
And it is produced by Quanta Magazine.
Oh, I'm don't skeptical. Know what that is.
It's a scientific journal.
I assumed.
Yeah. Is it a journal or is it a magazine? Like, is it are you just saying a journal for it to be fancy or is it actually, like, you know?
I believe it is a journal. The end. In my head, it's a journal,
I just imagine
but
it's like
it is called a magazine.
Remember, like, K-Zone?
Yeah. I don't think it's... no. I believe it is more of a journal than New Scientist.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's not popular science, I don't think.
Yeah.
Nick?
Mine, again, feels a little bit not really me. It's called Opening Arguments with Andrew Torres and Thomas Smith. This podcast is a massive podcast. It basically divides Andrew Torres, who is like a qualified lawyer, practicing lawyer from, I think he graduated Harvard with distinction or some shit. I don't know. He's just a hella smart lawyer. And then there's Tom Smith, who is the comic relief. And basically what they do is they go in and look at law from, like, a wider perspective. So, like, there's big things about, like, Roe v. Wade. They do stuff. There was one that they did a few days ago about the news blackout in Australia on Facebook, and they actually go into the bill and discuss it and deconstruct it and bits and pieces of it as to why the law.
That'd be really handy when you're arguing with someone on Facebook.
You do. Look, this is one of the podcasts I listened to, and I was like, damn, I feel pretty smart listening to this.
Yeah, nice.
But it's very interesting to hear them deconstruct how insidious some of these things are. So, like, in particular, there's an episode based around Amy Coney Barrett and her thoughts on, like, Roe v. Wade and stuff like that. Which is angry making, but it's also very interesting because it is about going in and, like, dissecting that particular bill itself. In terms of how it makes law accessible in a way,
which is important.
I worked in the law field for 8 years, by choice, literally to pay the bills, not because I wanted to be a lawyer. So I understood quite a lot of some of the legal terminology and stuff like that. But the show does a really good job of sort of balancing that, so it actually does make it accessible for someone that might be, hey, I'm interested in finding out more about the news blackout in Australia, or I want to know the basics of Roe v. Wade, or how does Obamacare work over in the United States and how is that deconstructed into ways that people understand.
Is it mostly American-centric?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
To be fair, like in my defense, I only found this podcast at the start of December, and there's 500 episodes, so okay. there's a shitload
well,
to go.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I assume that it would be very American centric because of all the shit that's going down in America right now. If they are American, but the fact that they've also done the Australian news ban says that they're well, open to.
That was my question because everything else was very American centric.
Trump dominated the fucking world for God knows how long. People could not shut up about that dude.
That's the thing. I would be interested. And maybe this is someone, if a listener knows of a podcast like this, a podcast that compares different nations' laws about the same thing.
That'd be pretty interesting.
That'd be really
interesting. I don't know if they've done that. I know they take listener questions, so that may have been something that they've covered in the past.
Yeah,
but I have not gone back and listened to 500 hours of this show.
Why not? Like, what else have you been doing the last 2 months?
What are you, a billionaire? Shit.
Knew that'd come back. Totally worth it. But yeah, it's called Opening Arguments with Andrew Torres and Thomas Smith. If you just look up Opening Arguments, because they're not actually in the podcast title, they're in the art. But I was like, I need to shout their names out. So.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, those are our three recommendations. Let's go back and let's talk about the podcast that we recommended last week. Let's start with Nick.
My recommendation last week was the Heat Rocks podcast, a podcast that talks about music, people talking about music from within the music sphere. So musicians, critics, people that work in the industries like engineers, they all talk about their favorite albums, favorite artists. What did you guys think?
Did anyone else get the vibe that these guys were like late night, easy listening?
That's exactly
radio.
What I was going to say. This sounds like a 1 a.m. radio show from
now
Louisiana who's just
spin
like,
a few tracks
yeah, let's just talk about our favorite songs for a while, shall we? This was...
I didn't hate it. It was really soothing.
To be fair, I didn't like a lot of the stuff that they were talking to, but I listened to the Etta James episode, which was fantastic. I also listened to like their holiday themed episode, which was just the holiday music special. And then finally, I listened to... I can't remember what it's called. Oh, Amy Winehouse's Back to Black.
I nearly listened to that one. I listened to Bowie's Young Americans because I fucking love Bowie.
Of course.
Yeah.
The points that they made, really good contextual discussion of his music. And I'm glad that they actually had the rights to play some of the music or at least played little of it.
Enough.
To not get
flagged.
Because I hate it. A pet peeve of mine at the moment is music podcasts because I've tried to listen to a few that talk about it and can't. We don't get the release
that's what
of
makes
hearing
the show.
That song,
little
snippets. But yeah, it was good, I thought.
I think that's the thing. Like that's the hook for all music podcasts. If you're going to discuss the music, you need to have the ability to actually play it on the show. Otherwise, it's just not. Like,
maybe,
you don't get really much of the context of what you're talking about.
Maybe this is jumping forward a week to a theme that we're going to be doing. But this is a very easy listening podcast. Like you could definitely fall asleep listening to this podcast.
Yeah, depending on what guest it is, because my guest was pretty boisterous.
Okay, well... the two hosts have very,
very smooth. The female in particular, she just hurt like buttery smooth, and it just made me want to talk like that all day.
Definitely, definitely like radio hosts before they got
it
on
felt
a podcast.
Uber radio-y.
And radio in a good way.
Yeah.
So yeah, like this is positive. I'm probably not going to subscribe to it just because like the episodes are pretty hit and miss for me. The ones that I liked, I really liked, but the ones like when they were talking about like Jay Dilla and Mariah Carey, I was like, I don't really buy into this, but great podcast.
Yeah. It is very much a pick your poison sort of thing. Like if you like an album, go and listen to it, or if there's something on there that piques your interest, and then you can just abandon it after that or keep it in your feed, and if it comes up, then great.
Yep, agreed.
All right, well, let's talk about my podcast.
Okay.
I recommended the Dangerous History podcast, which is a podcast about all the history that the establishment probably doesn't want you to know. Basically, it's kind of like a comedy podcast about history and kind of the obscure parts of it. Some of them are split up, like are super long topics that are split up into episodes. What did you think?
So I have two issues
with
this podcast. Number one, I've realized for me to enjoy history podcasts, it needs to be either more produced or more chatty. And the solo episodes didn't grab me as much as when he had a guest
yep.
or was chatting to somebody about it. My number two issue is that in the three episodes that I listened to, there was at least a 10-minute guilt-inducing plea for money to his subscribers that not only was just like, please subscribe if you like the content, but I'm having some medical bills at the moment and I'm really not surviving at the moment and everything's really terrible and please give me money, which things can be terrible, right? And shit happens to people, but there's no way that I would bring that onto a podcast and be like, hey guys, I need some medical bills, or be like, hey, I really want to quit my full-time job and I can't do that at the moment. My full-time job's just killing my soul. Like, I'm desperate. Like, I will encourage people to give me money for my content till the cows come home, but I don't want to guilt anyone into it. And he had me feeling really shitty about myself. And it was just the fact that it went for so long explaining a lot of the poor me, which really took away from his content for me, because people should be contributing to podcasts because they enjoy the content and they want to hear more of it, not because they feel like the person who's hosting it is in desperate need. I don't know. There was just something that sat really badly with me about that. Having said that, I did enjoy the episodes where he had guests. He's got good information, good amount of banter, a lot of stuff that I did not know at all, which was good. The Spanish flu episode was particularly interesting in terms of, I guess, the comparisons between now and COVID and, you know, how fucking awful both diseases are, but how rotten the Spanish flu was at the time and all the other stuff that was taking over headlines happening at the time, such as, you know, war. The way that he was pleading for money sat ickily with me, and I don't want that to come from a place of privilege, like, oh, he had to beg for money. How terrible. But
no, but just it was intrusive.
It was intrusive to the point that it made me feel guilty for listening without paying, which right. I guess it's a double-edged sword, but I come to a podcast to listen and learn. I don't want to sit there and go, oh shit, he's nearly destitute, I better, you know, I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, like, if a podcast said to you, hey, if you donate, this helps us cover the costs of hosting the show,
yes,
for example,
absolutely.
That's okay. Cool.
That's better. Cool. It's not like a, oh, I had to quit my job. Like, one of them was, he was talking about he's got medical bills and he had to quit his job early because it was destroying his soul, and he's realized that, you know, the new salary that he's on is not going to cover his rent, like, and because it was a retroactive, like, I know a lot about this guy's life that, you know, he's like, his job had this retroactive thing where if he went down the pay grade, it kicked in straight away rather than in 2021 when it was supposed to. So I'm just really struggling right now, you guys. Like,
that being said, if I had been listening to a podcast for a while and I knew the host in certain terms and that came on, I would probably be inclined to give.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it my issue was that each one sounded like he was in dire straits, and I listened to three different episodes. So, like, sometimes maybe dial it back to 2 minutes and be like, please rate, review, subscribe, give us some money so we can cover costs. And every now
or
and then,
maybe instead of a 10-minute block, have 5 2-minute blocks elsewhere.
Exactly. Like, it just, before I could get into any of my podcasts for two episodes, he topped the thing with it. And I feel like such a privileged asshole not having to call out for extra cash, you know, but it's hard to say, because I don't want to say I don't think I should know this much detail about this person's struggles, because that's also dismissive and horrible. I don't know why. It just sat really awkwardly with me.
No, that's fine. Well, that's what we listen to.
It'd be like the people, it'd be like someone like Target being like, guys, we're about to go out of business, like, for reals. We're going to shut down a bunch of stores if you don't come in and shop here. Like, you just don't.
Like,
don't
Amazon.
I don't know. I hate Amazon.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. That's my little rant about it. It just made me feel really shitty.
That's fair.
I don't have much else to add. I'll be honest, I checked out on this really quickly. I only listened to one episode. It was the autodidacts in history, which was actually pretty interesting in terms of the people that CJ, I think is the host's name, discussed. But it was actually a rip from a live show that he did in Portland or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd listen, because he was just talking and it was going well, and then he started answering questions from the audience, and I was like, oh shit, when did this fucking happen? And then he was asking questions in a bit of silence because you couldn't hear the audience's question, and then he sort of came back with it, and I just was like, I feel like I just don't know if I get it.
I deliberately tried to avoid, because he's got a lot of like collabs live episodes and stuff like that. So I wanted to make sure that I listened to a collab episode and one that he'd done by himself.
Yep.
And I tend not to listen to live episodes when I'm reviewing, just because I don't feel like they're representative of the overall
podcast. Yeah, and I think that's totally fair. I feel like, honestly, I should have said to Zane, hey, do you have a recommendation for an episode for me to listen to? Because I was scrolling down looking for something familiar to be like, all right, cool, I can latch on, understand like how the full show works, and then go in and start getting a bit deeper. But I kept scrolling. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Like, there's just like a modern day grunts perspective. And I'm just sort of sitting there going, I think this show's a little bit over my head. And then I listened to the Autodidacts episode and I was
maybe it's just not titled. Maybe the episode titles aren't clear enough to know what it's about.
Yeah, like DHP Villains. Like, I know that's the name of the podcast, but for me, I was like, it didn't click to me. I was like, what does DHP mean? Like, is that a delivery service? Or like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if maybe the episode titles were a little bit more accessible, that way it makes listeners like me hear a bit thick can go, all right, cool, like I know that this one's going to be about religious freedom, even though this one actually is. But you know, I think for me, I just looked at it and I was like, oh my god, I have no idea where to start. So that's probably on me to be like, well, Zane, where do I start?
Even not everyone has a Zane.
No, that is true. That is very true.
I do think I mentioned the Spanish flu episode,
which is why I listened to that on the
episode. And we
sometimes we don't
recorded.
Sometimes
some of
listen.
Us don't listen.
Sometimes we don't listen.
Let's talk about Liz's recommendation.
I recommended Jobsolete, which is a podcast that sees the hosts looking back at jobs that don't exist anymore at all. What did we think?
I thought the dude host sounded like Adam Scott. I actually legitimately thought it was hosted by Adam Scott.
Yes! Oh my god! And I can't believe you said that, because I didn't actually mention that to you. But yes, I thought that exact same thing.
I was like, whoa, hold on. Is Adam Scott hosting this? And I went in and looked at the artwork, and I was like, that's not him, but he sounds... Is he a guest on this episode? Because I listened to the Blockbuster episode and the Aeronauts episode.
Yeah.
This is a fun little show. I really, really enjoyed it. It is. I did get very sad listening to the Blockbuster Video Store one, just like, because it is very much something from like our childhoods where it was going out.
Yeah, I've had that. I worked at Blockbuster and Video Easy back in the day, and they're easily the two best jobs I've ever had. Still,
those were my dream jobs. Like, when I got my first job as a kid, I always wanted to work at a Blockbuster or a Video Easy or a Network Video, all the local ones at ours. But I ended up going to Woolies instead.
I bullied my video store manager into giving me a job. I went there at 3:30 every Friday and was like, what about now? Got a job now? What about now? I was like, shut the fuck up and work here. God damn it.
I really, really enjoyed this show. I'm very curious to see what comes up next. Like, the Aeronauts episode was really interesting because I didn't know what an aeronaut was, and this one, that episode does a really good job of explaining what that is.
Yeah.
And they get like experts. I think the Blockbuster one actually has the person that managed the last Blockbuster, which I thought was very, very sweet. I think the only thing that I didn't like about it was, this is probably more to do with iHeart. The ads were a bit of a kick in the teeth, I think.
Everywhere.
Yep.
So
you just get a run up and then you're like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yep. And to podcast credit these days as well, they're doing very good. Like, Vox is very good at making the ads seem very much a part of the episode.
Which I hate. You at least need to give it a soft background music so that I don't go, or at least a decent pause anyway.
Yeah, it's tough. But I honestly, it did not detract from this for me at all. I think for me, I had it next on my actual list was the Sea Shanty Singer, because I know that's a big thing at the moment.
Sea Shanty Singer. Are huge at the moment.
Thanks, TikTok.
Weird. Yeah.
This on the surface, this is a Zane podcast. This is history and amusement in history. Immediately hated the host voice. Not the Adam Scott.
The girl. Yeah.
It's like she was doing like a cross between Lisa Simpson and Edna Krabappel, and I just couldn't unhear that once. I know that this is a Zane problem. The content of this is great. I loved it. Yeah. I listened to Aeronauts. I listened to a lot of these episodes, and it was really just kind of, I'll get through it. And the ads were really annoying. Like, iHeartRadio, you're doing good content, but you need something needs to shift there. The ads are really intrusive.
When it's such a short episode well, like these, I found that I binged probably three or four without realizing that I'd binged three or four because they were so short. But the ads just, it's like you get a run up on something and you're going down a slippery slide and all of a sudden it gets dry and you just stop. Yeah. Like it's just.
Or there's just like a thumbtack that you run over.
Yeah. The chafing is bad, you guys. We don't like ad chafe.
I will not hold ads against podcasts. Like podcasts are trying to make money.
I will hold it against the network.
Having ads.
But it feels like that they've kind of gone, okay, all podcasts must have this many ads, even if you're only 15 minutes long. Like, at least let us get a run-up of information before you...
And there is a tasteful way to do an ad, and I think, it was a little much in this podcast. But overall, the content is great.
Yeah cool.
Do
you forgive the pun name?
I mean, never.
But you haven't made a mention of it, so the pun's done a very good job.
I didn't make a mention of it last time. You all made a mention of me not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I will very rarely draw attention to a pun because I know that I'm in the minority.
This title is genius. It's genius. I'm sorry, but it's genius.
Excellent title.
I think that's our reviews. So let's just back announce our recommendations for this week. I recommended The Joy of X, which is a science podcast talking to scientists about their passion.
I recommended The Apology Line, which is a 6-part mini-series about a line that was open in New York City where people could just call up and apologize for something, and a bunch of people started confessing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to deal with that.
Sometimes you just do. Can't get off your back. And I recommended Opening Arguments, a podcast about diving into law in a fun and accessible way.
A fun and accessible law podcast. If you want us to listen to a podcast that you love, or if you do a podcast that you'd like us to listen to, you can submit on any of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there is a form that you can fill out. We've had a few in the last week, which is fun.
Hooray!
People have really taken up the, like, this is a Liz podcast and this is a Zane podcast.
I kind Nothing of love that they know us.
And in fact,
did I get one for me?
Last one. Yes, there have been Nick podcasts recommended as well. In fact, next week we will have a theme, and this theme was suggested by someone writing into us.
Going, it'd be great if you could do this theme, please.
So feel free to do that as well. We'll be back same time next week with more podcasts. Until then, I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Elizabeth Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Wars and love affairs, sieges and betrayals, curses and miracles. History is the story of people, the challenges they faced, the conditions they lived under, and the decisions they made. It's the contrasting story of brute strength and the intervention of divine grace. History, in short, is both the story and the tool of thugs and miracles. Join me, Benjamin Bernier, as we look back at 1,400 years of history in France, from the fall of the Western Roman Empire to the fall of the guillotine. Meet the pagans left behind by Rome, the bishops martyred to convert them, the Islamic armies and the Danish invaders looking to conquer them, the kings who rose to lead, and the queens who guided and controlled these kings. All of this and more is available right now on the Thugs and Miracles podcast. All right, thanks for listening. We now return you back to your original, outstanding That's Not Canon production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.